Good morning. This is the word of the Lord from Psalm 7. O Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me. Lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I've done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the peoples shall surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked bring forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. This is the word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts for your name's sake. Amen. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are a faithful and righteous God. You are a God of honor. You are a God who keep your covenant with your people, dear Father God. You are a God whose promises are yea and amen. Father God, we thank you that we can come to you, Lord, and we can say with assurance, O Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me. Father, we can say these to you, dear Father God, with assurance, knowing that your word says, Jesus is my deliverer. You are my rock and my shield and my hiding place, Father God. And dear Lord Jesus, I am here, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, interceding on behalf of all who are listening right now. Father, you know them by name. You know them by nature. You know what they're crying out to you on their beds, dear Father God. You know what they're interceding, dear Father God, to you for right now at this moment, dear Father God. You know the cries of their hearts, dear Father God. Lord, some are crying out to you for their children's children, Lord. Their children, some of them who have strayed, some who are disobedient, some who are violent, dear Father God, some who are deceitful, some who are thieves, dear Lord Jesus. Father God, some neighbors we are crying out to you for, dear Father God, dear Lord Jesus, who may be planning evil in the mighty name of Jesus. But, oh, Father God, we bring them and we ask you, dear Father God, to arise in your anger. Lift up yourself, dear Father God, because of the rage of our enemies, Father God. You know them. Sometimes we have no idea who our enemies are, but you know them, dear Father God. And we ask in the mighty name of Jesus to thwart their plans, Lord. Reverse the arrows in the mighty name of Jesus. And dear Father God, all who rise up against the righteous in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, you says every tongue that rises up against me, I condemn in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We trust you because we can trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. But Father God, I bring everyone who is listening right now, as I bring myself, and I could say, dear Father God, verse 3 of Psalm 7, O Lord my God, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or if I have plundered my enemy without cause, then let them pursue me and overtake me, dear Father God, if that has happened, Lord Jesus. But, oh, dear Father God, if I can stretch out my hands to you and I can say with assurance before you, dear Father God, with, as my mom will say, no water in my mouth, that my hands are clean, dear Father God, you search the hearts, dear Lord Jesus, and understand our uprising and our down sitting, and who knows our thoughts afar off, dear Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would bring it to our consciences, that you would bring it to our remembrance, Lord. And we confess this to you, Lord. And we ask you to clean us, dear Lord Jesus. And as we said yesterday, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Father God, we bring those who are sick right now. Father, those who are on medication, dear Lord Jesus, and it appears as though the medication is not working. Father, those who can't sleep because of whatever issue, whatever situation they're facing. Oh, dear Father God, I pray that they would call upon you, Lord, and turn it over to you, Lord Jesus, and be assured by your word that you would lay us down in sleep and we will sleep at peace, dear Father God, if our minds are stayed on you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, I'm thankful that you are the judge, dear Father God. And you know, dear Lord Jesus, our hearts, Father God, our lips can say whatever we would want. But dear Father God, you who searches the heart, and you have that conversation with us, dear Father, in the secret places, dear Father God, where we are naked and exposed before you in the mighty name of Jesus, as you bring, dear Father God, our sins and our iniquities before us, dear Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we'd call upon you and would lay our burdens right down at your feet, as the songwriter could say, oh, lay it down, lay my heavy burden down at the feet of Jesus, dear Father God. But Lord, all you want from us, dear Father God, you want to have a personal relationship with us. Father, you're not looking for us, dear Father God, to do anything in our own strength, dear Father God. No wonder that Psalm could say, with a strength, dear Father God, not my own, dear Father God, because our strength, you are our strength, you are our shield in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your word says that they behold, the wicked bring forth iniquity. Yes, dear Father God, he brings forth iniquity. But dear Father God, as he conceives trouble and bring forth falsehood, Lord, and made a pit, dear Father God, and dug it out for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we can say, dear Father God, without any reservation, dear Lord Jesus, that pit that he made, he will fall into it, dear Father God, and his trouble shall return upon his own head in the mighty name of Jesus, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown, dear Father God. Father, your word says that anyone who rises up against the righteous, dear Father God, Father, you are the one who says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord. And so we thank you. We thank you that you have heard every prayer. We thank you that you have answered. We thank you for the no's, dear Father God. We thank you for the yes that you have given to us. And we thank you for the wait. And while we wait on the Lord, we can be assured, as your word assures us, that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So Father God, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to teach us, dear Father God. Teach us, Lord, to wait, dear Father God. And your word says to us, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We thank you and we bless you today as we wait expectantly, knowing that you have heard and that you have answered. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And may you step out today knowing that you can put your trust and confidence in God, and that he has heard and he has answered and he has reversed the arrows. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful day. God loves you and I love you.